na chai tana prabhani tana jaya chaita godana shiva sadhi.
Following is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on September 12, 1981 in Miami, Florida. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Text 9.
Om Adhyana Timanindasya Gyanandhana Salakaya Chakshush unamilitam yena tasmai sigave nama namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prasaya bhutale simate bhakti vedanta saminiti namine namaste sarasati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha sunnavadhi paschatya deshatarine Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadhati Svabhudandhikam Namo Mahabhudannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Trishe Namo Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanusruta Devi Prananami Hari Priye Om Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Bhavritanana Siddhoi Graha Sivasi Goy Bhakta Vrindo Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
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 Narayana Namaskritya Narang Chaiva Narottamang Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamadiyajat Mukhakuruti Vachalam Phangulam Gayate Girim Yakipatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinasarinam Uttaro Vacha
Uttaro Vacha
Pahi Pahi Mahayogin
Pahi Pahi Mahayogin
Deva Deva Jagat Pate
Deva Deva Jagat Pate
Nanyang Twadhavayang Pasye
Nanyang Twadhavayang Pasye
Yatra Mrityu Parasparam
Yatra Mrityu Parasparam
Uttaro Vacha
Uttaro Vacha
Uttaro Asset Pahi, Pahi.
Pahi, Pahi.
Protect, protect.
Protect, protect.
Mahayogin.
Mahayogin.
The great mystic.
The great mystic.
Deva, Deva.
Deva, Deva.
The worshipable.
The worshipable.
Of the worshipped.
Of the worshipped.
Jagat Pate.
Jagat Pate.
O Lord of the universe.
O Lord of the universe.
Na.
Na.
Not.
Not.
Anyam.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Anyone else?
Twat.
Twat.
Then you.
Then you.
Of Hayam.
Of Hayam.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness.
Pasye.
Pasye.
Do I see?
Do I see?
Yatra.
Yatra.
Where there is.
Where there is.
Mityu.
Mityu.
Death.
Death.
Paras. Param.
Paras. Param.
In the world of duality.
In the world of duality.
Report by His Divine Grace to the A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. This material world is the world of duality in contrast with the oneness of the Absolute Realm. The world of duality is composed of matter and spirit, whereas the Absolute World is complete spirit without any tinge of the material qualities. In the dual world, everyone is falsely trying to become the master of the world, whereas in the Absolute World, the Lord is the Absolute Lord, and all others are His absolute servitors. In the world of duality, everyone is envious of all others, and death is inevitable due to that dual existence of matter and spirit. The Lord is the only shelter of fearlessness for the surrendered soul. One cannot save himself from the cruel hands of death in the material world without having surrendered himself at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus in the purport, by His Divine Grace, Śrīla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda. Uttara, the widow of the son of Arjuna, was approaching the protector of the Pandavas, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Because Maharaj Parikshit in her womb was being threatened or attacked by a Brahmastra weapon. The Pandavas were completely surrendered unto Krishna. They completely depended upon Krishna. Therefore, Krishna took a special care of them. Srila Prabhupada, here in the purports, he very clearly explains that the Lord is equal to everyone. He takes care of everyone. But that devotee who completely depends upon Him, He takes a special care. Just like a father takes care of all the children, but the little children, a child who completely depends upon the father, naturally he takes a special attention. So here is the secret for our success. That we should be so simple, like a little child, simply depending upon Krishna. Although this statement may appear very simple, but actually we can see that this is one of the great secrets of devotional service, one of the great mysteries, because by that simple attitude of faith and dependence, along with that dependence means one is having faith. You can't depend on someone unless you have faith in them. So that dependence means that they have complete faith in Krishna. And because they have complete faith in Krishna, Krishna never lets them down. He always protects them. Sometimes those devotees who are going out and preaching in the field, they want to know how to increase their preaching effectiveness or how they can become more Krishna conscious in their service. Here we see the secret is given by Uttara Devi, as explained by Srila Prabhupada. That is to completely depend upon Krishna. Not that we depend on our false ego or we depend upon some apparent material ability. The real quality is to depend upon Krishna, to reach the heart. Every person we speak to in this material world, Krishna is there in the heart. Why even the people we speak to? He's even in the heart of the snakes, of the animals, of the birds, of every creature. When Haridas Thakur was sitting in the cave, the guha at Puliya, just by the side of the Ganges in Nadia district, and the devotees would come to visit him, there was a big snake there. And they were always very frightened about this snake. Because going for a darshan, when you have a snake, not ordinary snake, but a man-eating python, about 20, 30 feet long. Just while you're having darshan, there on the one side there's a python. So naturally one could get a bit nervous under such a situation. So this was the exact position of those devotees, the Brahmanas, who were coming to see Haridas Thakur. So they're requesting him that don't stay here. It's a bit dangerous place. He said there's nothing to worry about, but they were always feeling a bit nervous, so one day he decided, let me go out, so that these people coming may not be disturbed. As soon as he decided to leave that cave, the snake got up and left. Why? Because Krishna was in his heart, didn't want his devotee to go to the difficulty of leaving. He just told the snake, go on, out. Generally, Krishna doesn't interfere. But sometimes, to please a devotee, then Krishna takes some special care. When Haridas Thakur was being beaten in 21 marketplaces by those demons, Lord Chaitanya revealed to Haridas Thakur during his Mahaprakash Leela that I personally came there with my Sudarshan Chakra to cut off their heads. But when you were wishing them all good, you were wishing them all benediction, how could I cut off their heads? So instead, Lord Chaitanya took the beating from those demons. So similarly, when the devotee is preaching and he's meeting a person, Krishna in that person's heart, by the blessings, by the goodwill, by the complete dependence and surrender of that devotee, that person's heart can be touched by Krishna as a special mercy. And for the preacher to feel that it is Krishna's mercy only that someone's heart was touched is the real understanding, free from all type of dangers of illusion. We can see how this mother Uttara was completely sinless, how she was completely unassuming. She simply wanted to take the shelter of Krishna. Krishna doesn't turn away surrendered souls. In this material world, if someone wants to surrender, there's ever the chance that the person will not accept that service because it does not suit his interest. Therefore, there are so many deserted partners from marriage. There are so many lost lovers, so many unemployed people, because everything, even the so-called love of this material world, is on a business level. But the relationship between the devotee and Krishna is on the level of Krishna prema, on the level of pure love and affection. For Krishna, He doesn't refuse the service of a pure devotee, someone who is simply giving that service to please Krishna. Haridas Thakur was asked by one lady, devotee, that what is the best way of chanting? There are different opinions. Some say chant loudly, some say chant softly, some say chant mentally. What is the best way? So Haridas Thakur revealed that the best way of chanting is loudly, that loud chanting is 100 times more effective than soft chanting. Because by loud chanting, so many other living entities are benefited by hearing the Harinam, hearing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Animals, birds, beasts, even microorganisms, they're all benefited. So by serving others, by bringing them closer to Krishna, Krishna is especially merciful. And one gets forgiven for offenses. When one gets forgiven for offenses, the path of devotional service becomes very easy. And one advances most quickly. Therefore, loud chanting is more effective. Similarly, from this we can understand that that service which is bringing more people to Krishna consciousness, that service which is bringing more people into the service of Krishna, frees one from offenses. And that's why it is more effective. It is more purifying. If one dedicates his life for preaching Krishna consciousness, for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, for establishing the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the world, then by broadcasting that message, just like loud chanting, by loud broadcasting, one is getting purified of offenses. That means that one's chanting and one's devotional service will get a special shelter by Lord Shri Krishna. It will be more effective. So we should take these very secret and wonderful lessons to heart. If one wants to make a special advancement, very quick return back to the spiritual perfectional platform, then we need to take all the advantages that are at our, that are available. So this loud broadcasting of the Harinam, preaching of Krishna consciousness, this is how we can advance more efficiently, more rapidly. Sometimes devotees think, first let me read a lot or do a lot of preliminary work, then I will begin my preaching career. But after we have a basic understanding of Krishna consciousness, actually it's the preaching which makes us more purified quicker. Because it's not a scholastic exercise that we understand Krishna consciousness. Otherwise all these big scholars that read the different books, they'd all be, you see, realized souls. But in spite of reading the books of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, they don't understand. Because Krishna keeps himself covered by yoga maya, except to his devotee. Name vaktamam abhijanati. Except for the devotee, no one can know him. So therefore, simply by scholastic endeavor or by other type of external endeavor, because of so many subtle offenses that we are liable to commit, this will not be as effective. It will be much slower than engaging ourselves in actively distributing the mercy of Lord Nitai Gaur. Why the Krishna conscious movement has expanded so quickly? Because the devotees have become purified. Purity is our force. And preaching is the essence. Because they preach, therefore that helps their purity internally. But here we can see the danger. If we lose our dependence on Krishna, then naturally Krishna, He will not protect us to that same extent. Because we're not asking always in our heart of heart for that protection. We're thinking that I know how to do. I'm very expert. Then what happens is we miss out from Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So very intensively we have to maintain always our complete dependence and faith on Krishna. In this material world, to be dependent on someone means to be weak. Because ultimately anyone in this material world can let us down. Because they're all subject to the influence of the senses. No matter how faithful a wife, how faithful a husband, how faithful a friend, when it comes to the attachment to the senses and different allurements of the senses, there is every possibility of fall down. And other considerations are forgotten. They fall prey to the senses when different allurement comes, or they become angry. Even Lord Brahma was running after his daughter at one point. So these senses are so strong that if we depend on another conditioned soul in this material world, naturally we'll be let down sooner or later. Therefore it's a weakness. But to depend on Krishna, because Krishna is never under the influence of this material world, He is always transcendental. This was even accepted by Shankaracharya. Narayana parobhyaktar. Because see, Krishna has a transcendental form which is above the contact of this material world. Krishna surjo sama maya hoyandakar jaha krishna taha maya nahi adhikar. Krishna is like the sun and nescience is like darkness. Wherever there is Krishna, there is no nescience. Darkness cannot stand before the light of Krishna. Last night it was pitch black because there were rain clouds in the sky. But as soon as the sun started to come, even before it came, there was illumination. Similarly, for the devotee who is preaching, the devotee who is dedicating and depending on Krishna, even before Krishna is fully visible, just like the sun rising in the east, already the sky becomes illuminated. Already that person's consciousness becomes illuminated and becomes inspired with Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada very proudly would tell the people in India how the Christian priests were commenting that your boys and girls of your Hare Krishna movement, their faces are very bright. How do they get this effulgence or brightness in their face? He was very proud of that. Because even they may not have all realized Krishna directly, or may not have realized Krishna face to face, but even in the preliminary stages, as Krishna is coming closer to the devotee who is depending on Him, already there is illumination. Already the light is taking away the darkness. And one can see things as they are. Who is happy in this material world or who is not happy? So therefore, those who say that one should spend so much time studying or so much time preparing, after one has the basic understanding, basic preparation, there's no need to wait until one becomes fully Krishna realized. Then one should preach. No. Because we have so many offenses, we need to preach as soon as we're strong enough to do so, to get rid of those offenses. That will bring us close to Krishna. That will attract Krishna to us. Because we depend on Him. Why? Krishna was immediately attracted when Uttara ran up and said, Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagatpati Nanyang Tadavayang Pasya Yatra Mityu Parasparam Nanyang. No one else. What? Except for You. No one else is there to protect me except for You. And not even that she wants her own protection, but she's praying for the protection of the embryo in her womb. Similarly, the devotee praying for deliverance of the foolish people who may show some little attraction for Krishna. They're stopping, they're hearing, they're showing some attraction. Yesterday in the Miami airport, we were sitting down, and there right next to us, there was one 60-70-year-old lady who was reading The Science of Self-Realization in Spanish. Very much absorbed in Srila Prabhupada's literature. Very enlivening to the heart to see how the people, they like Srila Prabhupada's literature. That means that they're having some attachment, some attraction to Krishna. And the devotee praying to Krishna for their deliverance, praying for their mercy, depending on Krishna. Those who are a little bit attached, naturally, they will be able to get the mercy. So this is a perfect platform to attract Krishna to us. Srila Prabhupada said, do not try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna will want to see you. So in this way, just as she was crying to Krishna for protecting the embryo dependent, this whole world is dependent on the preachers of Krishna consciousness. There's no other hope. Who else is preaching pure God consciousness in this world? In the Western world, there's not even a trace. There's not even a resemblance. So therefore, that means that these people who are just, like in the Bhagavad Gita describes, one of the stages is like a womb, embryo in the womb, that is considered to be very covered up. And other is like fire in the smoke, fire covered by smoke. So there may be some people who are like fire covered by smoke, but the animals, they are considered like the embryo covered by the womb. So practically we can see that in the Western countries, many of the people, they're completely absorbed. Although human beings, they fit the description of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and other great saints, they are animals without horns and without tail. They don't have any spiritual concept at all. They're simply acting on the basis of the senses. So even if they're at the stage where they're an embryo covered by the womb, then the devotee out of compassion, just like Uttara out of compassion for her embryo and her womb, can see that there's no other person to help. And the Brahmastra, the deadly weapon of death, is approaching them very soon, much sooner than they expect. It may only be moments away. Therefore, the devotee is praying to give these souls the mercy, because Nitaigo are so merciful. They want papi tapi, jato chilo, harina udharilo, every fallen soul to get this mercy. Therefore, they hear these sincere prayers, and therefore people take these transcendental literatures, and they are benefited. The preacher is benefited. He is being forgiven by so many offenses. He is attracting Krishna. He is learning to depend on Krishna. He is being purified. And the person is being actually saved. He is being saved from that indestructible hand of death, simply by even reading one word in a transcendental literature, Srila Prabhupada explained. That begins one's spiritual life. Each word it describes in the Bhagavatam, the Janadaga Viplabho, is like a revolution in the sinful life of the people. So even if they read one word, that is the beginning. That has begun their connection with Krishna. That has given them the first spiritual step. Then again they'll be inclined to read more, to do some more service, to have some more contact, gradually build up their spiritual bank balance, their spiritual credits. When they have enough sukriti, then they will be eligible also to engage directly in pure devotional service for Krishna. It is simply a matter of time. The more intensely that one can engage, the more rapidly one can reach pure devotional service. But there has to be a beginning somewhere. That someone is coming, the movement, and is distributing the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means that he has got some special mercy in previous lives or in this life from devotees of the Lord. What a greater, more wonderful engagement than to give that same mercy to others. Begin or help their spiritual life along. The more mercy they get in that way, as long as it's given in such a way that they're not inimical, they don't become resentful of getting that mercy, then they make a pure advancement without any inebriation, any inebriety. So we can take a very nice instruction from this sloka. Feeling compassion like Uttara felt compassion for an embryo, for the people in this material world who are covered like an embryo in the womb with so many materialistic desires. But somehow or another, if their mind becomes attracted to Krishna, or engaged in Krishna's service, hearing, remembering, chanting, these are all services to Krishna. When they read, that's a kirtana. When it's also a sravana, a hearing, a chanting. And when they try to understand, when they remember that this is all part of remembering, in this way they're engaging different services. By engaging in these nine practices of devotional service, they become connected with Krishna. Then they are further purified as friends of Krishna, as devotees, as preachers. In this way, all good fortune is achieved. Yesterday we read that the witch Maya, practically speaking, ghostly haunts the materialist. Therefore, they're very nervous. But when someone who is haunted by this witch Maya meets a pure saint, pure devotee of Krishna, who is representing Krishna for the purpose of delivering fallen souls, and when that empowered devotee speaks Krishna consciousness, sings various songs, that drives away that witch Maya and frees that person from the illusion. Therefore, it is essential that devotees give their association to the innocent people and free them from the clutches of Maya. Without that association, without hearing Krishna consciousness, without getting the transcendental literatures which give that same association, then they're always running away from Krishna. And as long as they're running away from Krishna, keeping their face away from Krishna, being under the clutches of Maya, then Maya kicks them. Krishna bully say jivanadi bahimuk atoy maya dar dai sangsari duk. They're given the miseries of this material world. They're being kicked. Ultimately, they're being killed. So be compassionate. Help the fallen souls. Take responsibility, because no one else is taking responsibility. It was the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that everyone should get this mercy. Therefore, it is the devotees who have to take the compassion. Uttara, she should have simply joined her husband in the fire, but she's protecting her womb, her embryo, her baby. Because that responsibility, there's no one else to do it, she must do it. Even others, she would rather join her husband and jump into the fire. Similarly, the spiritual master may be present or may not be present, but the fallen souls who are in this ignorant, dependent situation, dependent only on the devotees, to give them spiritual knowledge, there's no one else to give it to them. So for, even though they'd like to simply go with their spiritual master, they know that it is their responsibility to take care of the dependents. Bring them up to spiritual knowledge. And then in due course, when they also can take the responsibility, when they become advanced, then one will also join the spiritual master. Until that time, one has to take that compassion and that responsibility. So we can see here in this sloka many correlations between our situation and how we should be dedicated to giving the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to taking this responsibility. Even there might be something we'd like to do better, even though we're feeling some separation from our spiritual master, still, this responsibility is far more dear to the spiritual master, and it is our duty to perform it. Even though it may seem an impossible task, just like it was impossible for a simple woman to defend herself against an atomic weapon which was sent against her to kill her embryo. Similarly, Maya sent so many different type of high-powered weapons to bring the materialistic mind away from Krishna. But when the devotee is purely depending on Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Lord Chaitanya sends, just like Krishna sends the Sudarshan Chakra, He sends His mercy. And that mercy protects the conditioned soul against Maya, because of the intervention and the prayers of the pure devotees who are preaching Krishna consciousness. Glories to the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any questions? Yes. Lack of understanding. Uttara, why she was enthusiastic to protect her child. She knew that this was her responsibility. She saw the connection between her and the child. The child was given to her by the husband. It was her ward. She had responsible. Because a devotee is not focused on the responsibility given by the spiritual master, is somehow absorbed in some kind of selfish, materialistic consciousness, or just due to ignorance, has become put in that type of a selfish consciousness, Selfish means not the real self-interest, but the interest of simply the body and mind due to some misplaced sentiments. If one actually sees the connection that the spiritual master has given us, these fallen souls to deliver, he's given them. They're our ward. Otherwise, we could simply go with the spiritual master, or if the spiritual master is not present, we could commit suicide and leave our body. Why live in this world without our spiritual master? Or why be somewhere without him? We can just go wherever he is. We have another responsibility. And we should see that these fallen souls are dependent upon us. If we have that compassion, if we see that connection, then how can we help but be enthusiastic to go and preach up to our full capacity? When we don't see that connection, if we want liberation, if we want mystic power, if we want sense gratification to go to heavenly planets, then why work so hard? We just chant Hare Krishna, do some service, somehow or another, if we can simply stick it out till we leave this body, then we're guaranteed to get either heavenly planets or to get Vaikuntha, get some liberation. If somehow or another we can stick it out, we'll get back to Godhead. So instead of actually taking up the responsibility given by the spiritual master, we're just so more or less waiting for some liberation from the present miserable condition. Therefore, that resolute determination, that pure devotion is not coming. That's why liberation has been said to be an obstacle in the path of devotional service. This desire for liberation. If we simply desire to serve Krishna, to serve our spiritual master, then how the determination to distribute his mercy cannot come? It must come. It's only when our desires are not focused properly, when we're becoming distracted by bhukti, mukti, spriha, and therefore we become disturbed in our mind. Krishna bhakta niskam atayiv shanto. Because the devotee doesn't have, the Krishna devotee doesn't have any ulterior lust. He's simply trying to give out the mercy, taking the responsibility that was given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the Guru Parampara. Therefore he's peaceful. But the others, those desiring mukti, bhukti, siddhi kami, liberation, sense gratification, or mystic power, they're all unhappy, they're all disturbed in their mind. And a disturbed person is very difficult for him to preach. For a short time one can do it. So the solution is to purify our consciousness, to become situated in a mood of pure devotion. That will attract Krishna, that will bring us to the goal. Could you follow? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Guru Guranga Dev ki.
Shiva Chaya Pad ki jai.